Airspace restrictions are set to be put in place as part of security arrangements for the 2012 Olympic Games in London. Areas of London and southeast England will be affected. The controls will come into force Saturday. Yesterday, it emerged that 3,500 British soldiers have been told to prepare to perform security tasks at the Games. These latest measures come despite complaints of overzealous security arrangements in the lead-up to the Olympics. Lydia O'Kane spoke to the Catholic coordinator for London 2012, James Parker, about the security concerns.
Obviously, there's going to be a very, very high level security, but some people have been saying that level of security, they're worried that it'll infringe on the Games. Is that something you'd be concerned about?
Well, I mean, in some way, there is from a ground level, the grassroots level here in London, there's still amazement whenever security forces manage to find two or three young men who've been making sort of bombs in their basement or something. And so there's a real sense in which we recognise there is a risk of security. And clearly, nobody wants missiles anywhere near to their own homes for fear that those missiles might be used and therefore they get attacked. But there is still, nevertheless, an underlying feeling that that security is of the utmost importance, if only to protect people who, in their great vulnerability, are representing their own nations and travelling to our city. It would actually be unreasonable and quite irresponsible of us if we weren't to ensure that these people came and were as secure as they could possibly be. Nobody wants to see lots of high security around them. But I'd say this, is London is used to high security, and it's also done with quite a sense of joviality. And as long as that sense of light-heartedness and joviality remains within the important role of ensuring people are secure, then I think that all will be fine.